Hey folks, welcome to yet another Slapstick Stuff audio commentary. This one is for Volume 24, Scene 3, and if you're watching the DVD, start now. There you go. This is with the lovely, lovely Jennifer, who did not live remotely close to me. She, at the time, was living and going to school in Savannah, I believe. And we met at a halfway point, which was Charleston, South Carolina, as you can see from that now extremely dated Wild on E opening. And Charleston is one of my favorite cities in America. However, the hotel that we were at was North Charleston, which is the only crappy part of town, if you must know the truth, and also has the cheapest hotels, which is why I booked it there. So we showed up in the bad part of town, and there was no beach. This was, originally the idea was we might try to get out to the beach, but we couldn't find a beach. This is a construction site across the street from the hotel. I loaded up cans of shaving cream and pie crust and a couple buckets of water in the back seat, and the camera equipment, and Jennifer, and some towels, and some plastic wrap for the trip back. And we would drive over to the construction site and set everything up and shoot it and pray that no people came to actually do construction. This is actually, I got lucky. The lighting was actually great because this is probably like 5 or 6 in the evening, sun going down, so no glare, no nothing. And she was just fantastic throughout this whole thing. As she laughs like a ton, and pretty much all of this was improvised. I don't think there is anything remotely resembling a script. I think I was feeding her some lines, just kind of random stuff. But mostly I'm just making it up. Jennifer was actually, it was a very unique situation. We wound up, I don't want to say bonding, but we wound up getting to know each other before the shoot started, just by happenstance. I got there like I always do to set up at the hotel early. This is an extended stay. This is what I used to use. And their hotel staff was still working on it. This is like about 12:30, 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Now, normally check-in's not till 2, but they usually have the room done before then. In this case, they did not, and they said I'd have to wait. So I went back out of the parking lot and gave her a call. And she actually showed up pretty quickly, so she would have shown up even before I was ready. And at that point, we just decided we'd go grab something to eat. And, there's the plane. One of the beautiful things about shooting outside is you never know what's going to happen, like a low-flying plane, which made so much noise on the soundtrack that I had to pull the volume down. And literally, we couldn't get anything done. I should probably have let her clear her eyes, but no, I guess I didn't. For whatever reason, she never clears her eyes out in this scene. She wipes her mouth a bit, and that's about the extent of it. poor girl. So we wound up eating at a McDonald's, waiting for the hotel room to be ready, because we literally drove around for 10 minutes trying to find a nice restaurant in North Charleston, and we could not do it, and we gave up and went to McDonald's. And sat there and talked and shot the breeze. And I wound up getting to know each other. So by the time we were actually ready to shoot, we already had a good repartee back and forth. And she remains one of the few models who's actually seen my setup. She got to watch me move everything around the hotel and put down the drop cloths and the cameras and make the pies and slime and everything and set everything up. So the shoot went pretty well. It went fairly late into the day because we were doing 5 scenes. 2 of them were outside, which took a little bit longer. And like I said, it took us, by the time we had everything set up, it was probably 2 or 3 in the afternoon. So this is also one of the first times that I was throwing pies, because very spur of the moment, as you can see, I'd had really bad luck throwing pies in my first few shoots, and I gave up on it. So, you know, it's really not, when somebody's already blind like that, it's probably not even cool to do that to them. But See, you can't script stuff like that. That just completely happened, spur of the moment. Fantastic stuff. Yeah. Yes, I tended to repeat my my favorite moments over and over and over back in those days. For better or worse, I would do slow-mo repeats and what have yous. So I'll give her credit. She does do the self-pie better than me. So yeah. Yeah, in case you're wondering if she was this much fun all the time, yes, she was this much fun all the time. I'm not sure this would have worked with a lot of other models. So, she's probably one of the few that I really regret not being able to do a follow-up shoot. What happened in the wake of this is, for lack of a better word, she probably had some boyfriend problems, I guess. And so attempts to schedule something follow-up took a long time to happen. And at some point she moved, she was thinking of moving to where I was, but she wound up moving in the opposite direction down to Florida, which is where she is today. And we've seen each other a couple times, stayed in touch, but we've never shot anything. The last time I saw her, she was very tan from Florida and had much shorter hair, which was a really, really cool look. Yes, I was very, very pleased with this. This came off way better than I thought, so... And the beauty of shooting outside on a place you don't own is you can pretty much leave all that crap on the ground. I think we cleaned up the paper plates and maybe the paper towels and put them in a bag, but all the shaving cream crap we just left there. It was a construction site. We didn't feel too bad about it. So, and that's how you do an outdoor scene in a dirty, dirty construction site in the middle of North Charleston with the lovely Jennifer. So... Again, she is now a mom living in Florida, so I don't think we're going to get to see her for another shoot, which is a shame, but we do have that one, so kudos to her. That's available on Volume 24, Scene 3. Lovely, lovely scene, so thanks for watching, and we'll see you again. This is Rich.